Broadcast, my friends. It's another week on the RBN Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We got Gary, Chris, and Lori tonight. We're going to have a decent broadcast, hopefully. Anybody wants to join in the fun, it's 800-313-9443. We have as much fun as we can, knowing that Tom Lacovar is miserable and the Fundies are miserable, and we have a dictator-in-chief calling the dictator of North Korea Rocket Man. What, did anybody watch the Trump speech at the UN? What in God's name is he doing calling this guy Rocket Man? Has somebody gone completely insane? Rocket Man better do this, and the rebels, Rocket Man. He's talking about the dictator of a foreign country, and he's calling him Rocket Man. I don't care if the guy's the biggest piece of garbage and a mass murderer and a monster and a dictator. Call him the name. We'll call him Rocket Man as if he's an Elton John tune or something like that. It's absurd. I can't believe what I'm seeing. I heard something very disturbing on one of my favorite broadcasts today. I love the Power Hour. I love his co-host Sam. But I heard Daniel say, if somebody's shooting at your flower pots in your house, you shoot them dead. We need to go after this guy. He's threatening. Listen carefully, people. Listen very carefully. This guy in North Korea is talking. That's all he's doing is talking. He doesn't have any missiles that can hit the U.S. This is all baloney to scare people. They're trying to whip people into a frenzy of war, and they know what buttons to push to get Americans to go for another war. I can't believe what I'm hearing. People, do not let yourselves get sucked into another war. You don't know what the dictator of North Korea has. It missiles this, and it launched over Japan. Were you there? You think the CIA and the NSA and the Mossad and Interpol and MI6 and their prostitute media mouthpieces, you think they're going to give us the real poop, the real story, the real deal? Absolutely not. You're never going to hear any real intelligence. Everything that you do here is baloney and simply designed to get you to accept more war. War is the health of the state. Remember what the enemy has said. War is the health of the state. You don't make money on peace. You make money on war. You don't gain control out of chaos by having a really nice, peaceful society and pushing love. You get order out of chaos by creating chaos, which is war. Nobody knows what this dictator has. Everything that he has or does not have is dependent upon China. China, China, China. North Korea is China's junkyard dog, okay? Every time they need a menacing agent, China turns to North Korea. Nobody should be looking at North Korea for anything. They could be shut down tomorrow if our good corporate friends in China would play ball and shut North Korea down and force their hand to be a more democratic, open republic style of government. I mean, do you think that really is going to happen with the communist Chinese in power? I mean, please, they're using North Korea as a stimulating point, as a fire starter, as a spark for World War III. And you can be assured that anything North Korea does is with China's not only blessing and approval, but orchestration and direction and manipulation directly. North Korea has not one thing to say on its own. It doesn't get Mr. Jung Il or whatever his name is, doesn't blow his runny nose without permission from Beijing. Okay, so don't believe in this. Don't let your good God people, I'm begging you, do not live, because my life depends upon the idiot decisions of stupid Americans who are going to let themselves get sucked into a war, thinking the intelligence that they hear about Kim Jong-il is really true, and then get all scared that he's shooting at us. He's shooting right at us right now, directly. He's about to hit me with a bullet. We better go kill him. We're about to go take down another country in another monstrous conquistadorial conquest because of talk. And that's it. That's all we're hearing. We're menacing talk and threats, and we're going to... do you really think that the dictator of North Korea is stupid enough to strike the U.S. with anything? It would be suicide for him. That's the last thing on his list of things to do. The only reason he's menacing us is because the globalists and the Chinese want to push the envelope for more war. And what happens when there's more war? Eventually people are going to break down and say, nations suck, let's have a one-world government. And there you go. And George Bush Sr. announcing his new world order and his one world government. They'll have their wish. They have their satanic antichrist system and get everybody chipped with the Masona chip, the Mason's microchip that they're pushing on little kids with help from the Sheriff's Department and the U.S. military and the Department of Homeland Gestapo and all the usual suspects are working in conjunction with the Masons to chip everybody, starting with the kids. Oh, great. I'm pretty satisfied that the Mark of the Beast may very well be the Masona chip, the Mason's microchip, that's strictly for the children's safety. Oh, and don't worry, parents. We're not going to database the information on your child. You're going to get the information kit, and we're going to delete their information from our database. You got to be kidding me. Is anybody really stupid enough to believe that? They're just about like they're stupid enough to believe that this North Korean pipsqueak is somehow a threat to us and is going to justify the beginning of World War III. With that, I'd like to bring in Gary first for a prayer. I'd like to bring in Lori for some reporting, and Chris can come in anytime he wants. I'd like to encourage our guests to stay on mute because we do have a lot of background noise coming through. If you're not able to mute, get in a quiet room, get away from the freeway or get away from the family or whatever you have to do for a minute and get some quiet so we can have a decent broadcast. We won't drive Mike on the board bananas with all the background noise and our listeners as well. I want to thank Mike on the board. He's a miracle worker. He pieces... holds this operation together with coat hangers and duct tape and a lot of really hard work, and we appreciate everything Mike does. He spins the music. He pulls up the songs I like. He gets a hold of our guests before the show. None of that's me. That's all Mike, so we got to give credit where credit is due. Don't forget, this show stands on activism. See something, do something. Don't you got your Department of Homeland Gestapo saying, see something, say something, to turn you into a Stasi spy. How about flip it? Be a patriot. See something, do something. See an atrocious... tyrant executing militarized admiralty law instead of your fundamental constitutionally protected common law rights, American common law, then do something. What can you do? Go to courtroomwatch.org and download your jury nullification flyers. One of our listeners told me that they love the flyer and it's the best one out there, and so that's not me talking. That's feedback from one of our listeners. Our jury nullification flyer has teeth in it. It prepares the jurors for the manipulation and the intimidation and the coercion and the jury tampering that the judge is going to pull, telling them you have to judge the law in this way and you only can judge the law that way, blah, blah, blah. It's baloney. I think we got them kind of, we got them to go back off a little. They show the jurors a movie now. Instead of instructions from the judge, they show them a movie. I haven't had a chance to watch the movie, but I find it interesting that they're showing the jurors a pre-jury movie now to try to do the jury tampering through film and video instead of from the lips of the witch. So, people, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's not me talking. That's the Holy Father in heaven saying, who will rise up for me? Who will stand up for me? And who's going to sit around and do nothing and just look up in the stars and wait for the second coming? Maybe you'll get raptured out of here before the tribulation. Good luck on that one. He's going to put us sinners through the test, and we will see the second coming when it happens. So with that, I'd like to bring in Gary and Lori and Chris. How is everybody doing? Gary, you're first because you're the senior gentleman on the staff. And how are you tonight, Gary, in Michigan?
Well, thank you so much, Eric. I'd like to say hi to Lori and Chris and Mike on the board. I know sometimes I kind of forget myself, and I ask for forgiveness for that. I kind of drive Mike up a hill here. I just I just can't keep things organized. I try, and I'm going to keep it more organized as we go into this. But as we come to our Father tonight, and I thank Him for the blessings that we've received, we also realize and recognize that all the evil that happens to be out here in the world, we cannot distinguish what by the color of their skin, basically how evil they are. Because us white folks have, no one announces through the prayer, us white folks have what we call proselytes. These are the good white folks, supposedly, who sell their birthright and become the evil workers of iniquity, and they're twice the child of hell as the Jews who bring them in to be a proselyte. So, Father, we recognize this in our prayer tonight. We know that You know each and every one of them. You know that you've got all their hair counted in their head. So, Father, as we recognize this, we'd like to bring this to Your throne of judgment. And, Father, that You would do what You have to do to bring these people into order so that we may live in some kind of a peace until the very end of the time. But, Father, we do thank You for Eric, and we thank You for his witness and testimony, and we surely thank You for Lori and how enjoyable it is to have these folks that have this ability to bring forth a story and bring home the truth and knowledge. And we also want to thank You for Chris. Over the time, has become a good friend of mine and a good friend of everyone out here. A wonderful man of Levi, who was chosen to study and know the law. And Father, we pray for his strength and for his abilities. And as we go further into this, we ask a blessing upon our country. We pray, Father, that You'll continue to give us blessings in this country as You said You would. This is the land that You gave the house of Israel. And we can tell us by the pine, the boxwood, and the fir, the only place they grow is in North America. This is the new Israel. And we thank You for this great land we have. And we pray that we would come to forth and to preserve what You've given us. We come thanking You in the name of our Father, Yodi Bahi. So be it.
Thank you so much, Gary. We appreciate that. That's Gary in Michigan. We value your presence here. Gary, come in at any time you want tonight to add your words of wisdom. It surely is a patient and holy Father we have that shows us so much. It gives us so much slack, so much room to either make mistakes and sin or repent and do the best we can to turn from our sin. None of us are going to be perfect. We're all going to backslide. But Gary, you're a humble man. You started off your prayer with an apology. You have nothing to apologize for. But you're a humble man, and that shows a great deal of character and repentance, something that Donald Trump doesn't believe in. Do we have to play the clip again? Get your fingers ready. Do we play the clip of Trump saying he doesn't bring God into the forgiveness thing? Great. Yeah, some and he purports to be a Christian. He's got his wife up there saying the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, and then turns around and says he doesn't repent and he doesn't bring God into that situation. He's just going to move forward on his own and try to make things right and be Mr. God himself. I don't think so. And he's calling the dictator of North Korea Rocket Man. And he's telling people that, you know, he's allowing the intelligence agencies to come forward with this baloney that North Korea is going to launch a missile that's going to hit mainland U.S. Are you kidding me? We have space-based platforms. Star Wars was old news back in the 80s when they were telling you about it under the Reagan administration. They've got space-based platforms that can take out a missile almost before it gets launched. You don't think the NSA and the CIA know every single missile launched silo and base in North Korea? Come on, there may be very few that they haven't caught. I doubt it. They can read the license plate on a car from outer space. Okay, you don't think they can find a missile launch pad or evidence of where they're hiding a missile launch pad and then take them out before as they're in launch mode? I mean, before they get off the ground, we could take those missiles out. Of course, they're not going to tell you about this technology we have. They're going to tell you we're about to get hit by North Korea. Everybody be scared, You know, and as much as I love Daniel on the Power Hour, I have to respond to this because I couldn't get in to call, and this has to be responded to. I don't want to get in a thing with arguing with other hosts. And once again, I love Daniel. He's got a fantastic, he's a beautiful man. He's got a fantastic operation and a wonderful business. I fully support Numana Foods and what he does. But he's getting sucked into the war mentality, saying if there was somebody in my yard shooting at my flower pots, I would take them down and shoot them dead. Let's draw down right now and get this over with. I mean, do you know what you're saying? Do you know what you're falling into because of a lot of bombastic talk and Rocket Man this? And Rocket Man, he's going to launch missiles all the way. Yeah, right, and get everybody with these cute little phrases that tweak the passion and tweak the emotion. And whip everybody into the frenzy of World War III, and it's for our national security that we go take down another country. We haven't attacked enough countries and nations over the last God knows how many decades. I mean, somebody call in and give me the list. How many of nations have we taken down? Islands and nations and supposed dictators. Turns out the CIA put them in place so they could take them down in the future. So people, do not let yourselves get sucked into this war with North Korea. They're going to use it as a stimulating and a trigger point to start a further, greater conflict with China and Russia, and it's not going to go well. Now, there's ways we can deal with North Korea. It takes a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of patience and a lot of diplomacy. We still have a policy our government won't talk to North Korea. No, we don't talk to terrorist nations. Oh, great. That's a great way to get peace on the table. That's a great way to break the ice and get it going. They send over Dennis Rodman, that goofball, that retard. You know, is that our diplomatic mission to North Korea, Dennis Rodman? And we got a president calling the dictator of North Korea Rocket Man. Are we? How far down the toilet? We have people saying we got to go to war with this place. I'm scared. They're going to kill us. They got a missile. They're going to shoot us. He's threatening to kill us. He's launching missiles. How do you know he launched a missile that went over Guam? It's probably a bunch of BS fed by the CIA. And if he did launch a missile that went over Guam or Japan, China, and our own defense intelligence agencies allowed him to do it. They're waiting. They're letting this guy, I guarantee, China's saying, go talk stronger, big, more inflammatory talk. We can have a big war if you talk loud enough. Stupid American will go to allow his government to push the nuclear button. Okay, that's what it's coming to. Americans have no, we're spoiled brats. We have no idea what it's really like to be in a war. Anybody who's been in a war or seen the carnage and the misery and the dying, starving children and the people with the flesh burning off their bodies aren't going to be so quick to say, let's go attack this guy because he's talking loud. Okay, so with that music, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this with Lori Anderson, with Eric the Freedom Screamer, Gary, Chris, and Lori. You're on the RBN Network. Please support the network if you value this broadcast. Do a monthly donation, and we'll be right back after this break. It's nature's way of telling you, dying tree.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Feeling I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies' man. And you love your loving. Not like you love your
Joni Mitchell. Wow, it doesn't get any better than this. From Joni Mitchell to Lori Anderson. Lori, how are you tonight, sweetheart?
I am doing well. How is everybody this evening?
Well, hanging in there. You know, we're in the middle of a lunatic president calling another, the dictator of the United States calling the dictator of North Korea, Rocket Man. We got Tom LaGuevara and tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of other patriots locked up in the witch's prison right now for victimless offenses and trumped-up charges and bogus Masonic inverted word perversions like constructive possession. Oh, you can possess something now without possessing it. Great. So anyway, but yeah, so there's a lot of bad news out there, but you know, and I don't want to get wrapped up in too much good news while this is going on, because we're about to go headlong into World War III, with a bunch of people saying, yay, go team! U.S., go kick more butt! Yeah, turn war countries into a nightmare of poverty and war destruction, so they can move in with the UN troops, and you know what happens then. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you now, Lori.
Well, in response to that, Eric, let's say hypothetically that Kim Jong-un did fire those nukes, right? Constitutionally speaking, we still would not have a right to go to war with him. Why do I say that? Because it was not aimed at the United States of America. It was aimed allegedly over a different country, correct? So therefore,
yeah, supposedly,
it
yep.
was not us being under imminent attack or imminent threat. It was another country. Thus, constitutionally speaking, we still would not have a justifiable reason to be able to go to war with him or even justify military action in that area, whether you like it or not. That's the truth and the fact of the matter. Everyone who's claiming they want to get back to the Constitution needs to realize it is not a direct threat if it has not aimed at our shores or is not being fired over us. That is not a direct threat. Therefore, if you want to stick to the Constitution, it's time to really stick to it and not try to engage in, whether it's accurate or not, whether he did fire off that nuke or not, is really irrelevant because it didn't come our way. Now, on top of that, also, this is before I'm reporting on anything that I've come up with, just going off of what you were talking about, Eric. It surprises me and amazes me how many people do not realize that the United States government has nuked our own land here within the United States of America, Nevada. Look it up. And it seems to be okay with everybody, but they want to go to war over Kim Jong-un. I hope I said it right. I may not have his actions. That is no different than Kim Jong-un saying that he wants to go to war with us because we bombed Syria. I mean, it's an oxymoron, and it needs to stop. And then I'll get back to some news after this break.
Excellent. We'll be right back with Lori. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Support the network, won't you? We'll be right back after this break with more discussion. Join tonight, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, never your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head.
Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Laurie Anderson. We got Gary in Michigan. We got Chris in Las Vegas. Anybody wants to call in and join the conversation, it's 800-313-9443. Solutions. Get your jury nullification flyers out. Get your county and your town unincorporated. Start running the government like a public service instead of a private enterprise and private business. Government is not supposed to be a private business. It's supposed to be a public service. Remember public servanting? Now you basically have corporate officers from top to bottom in the government treating it, running it like a business. The worst thing you can do is run your government like a business. You're going to get guys running, working for their own profit. I mean, on top of the fat paycheck and the fat pension that they get, they're going to bond the court cases through performance and payment bonds, through the General Services Administration, and sell them on the open market as real estate investment trusts. They're gonna set up all kinds of fiduciary instruments in your name and sell it and resell it and resell it. Anything they can get your signature on is worth money to the corporate government. So we got to get our government back to a governing status as a public service and not as a private corporation. No more incorporated counties, no more incorporated towns, no more incorporated courts. No more incorporated churches. I mean, let them have their incorporation, but the buildings need to be vacant. So people, your church is going to serve Caesar or they're going to serve Mammon. You want them to serve, you know, Donald Caesar and Kim Jong Caesar, and we have two men bombastically talking at each other in an effort to start World War III. Time to boycott China, and I mean everything. I know it's going to be tough. You may not be able to buy anything, but I think if you pray on it and look hard enough, you will find, hey, if it can't be made in America, at least made in some place that's not directly controlled by the Chinese. Because, look, they're the ones behind this North Korea thing. We need to start squeezing the multinational corporate harlots who are selling us out to China, moving all our jobs over there, and then we're so in bed and intertwined that we're going to do the Chinese, I mean, not we, the listeners of this broadcast, but we, the corporate government and their corporate handlers and the military-industrial complex and the big pharma and the big media, they're all going to do the bidding of the Chinese. They're going to work together in tandem, in unison. We're working at the highest corporate level. They're working with the Chinese right now to use North Korea as an inflammatory spark for the next world war that they can make a fortune on along the way and ultimately have what they want even more than the money, which is the world control out of the chaos that they're going to create. Don't forget the motto of the enemy, the Illuminati's motto, everybody said it, right down to Rahm Emanuel, Hillary Clinton, George Bush, both political parties. We need order out of chaos. We can't let a good crisis go to waste. Any chaos is good because we can capitalize on that. If there's a crisis, oh, great. You know, the hurricane, the government loves a hurricane. They love a war. I mean, they can ride in and kiss the little babies and say, look at all the great job FEMA's doing and the Department of Homeland Gestapo and all these other idiot three-letter agencies. And they can grandstand and they can wave their hands around and say, look at how great we are and look at all this chaos and look at how great it is that everybody's working together. It's all because of us and the government that everybody's working together in a crisis like the hurricane down south. So, bottom line, don't let yourself get sucked into another war. Get into an unincorporated governmental situation. Put a squeeze on these countries like China that are really behind this North Korea thing. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Lori. And Chris, you can come in anytime you want with comments on this. I'm sure you're finding it as absurd as I am. Chris, give us a quick comment on what do you think about Donald Trump calling the dictator of North Korea Rocket Man? Is that not bizarre? If we have Chris or not. Meanwhile, Lori, what do you think about all this, and then get into what you wanted to talk about tonight?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with, propaganda. I think it has a lot to do with invoking different feelings in individuals, because people have been, over the many years, taught to think with their emotions instead of with facts, because exactly. That is the only time that they can get things passed, example, the Patriot Act. So I think it is trying to invoke emotions in order to support something that they know that if people were going and dealing off of facts, they otherwise would not support. And once things get started, as we learned with the Patriot Act, not only was it not patriotic at all, but it opened the many doors. And each time it has a quote-unquote sunset on it, and they never allow it to sunset because, of course, they expand their massive surveillance of the citizens of the United States of America. Not terrorists, not, all these just bad guys and this, that, and the other. And just by the way, anyone who tries to say that it is for that and blah, 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 they can still get a warrant for those bad guys. Okay, so if they had enough information that would even point them to needing a wiretap or to gain access to their emails or anything like that, all they have to do is get a search warrant. And with the way that things are these days, with many, many judges, not all of them, but many judges rubber stamping search warrants and things like that, there is really truly no excuse for the allowing of the stuff that has come through the Patriot Act And I'll be covering some of that in a little while. But I wanted to talk to you.
Lori, let me just interject real quick. One of the scariest things is that every single three-letter agency, now correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, okay? So, but it, from what I understand, every single three-letter agency, everyone, the IRS, the DEA, the FBI, ATF, ATBF, whatever.
DHS.
Every single one of them's under the Department of Homeland Gestapo.
Yes, it is. I reported on that years ago when Obama was in office. They put it all, even the, oh my goodness, I'm trying to remember. I reported on it. It was either 2012 or 2013 when they put all of that under DHS. And many people don't understand because, you know, individuals will seek congressional hearings and they will get frustrated because people who are in the congressional hearings don't answer the questions and they get frustrated and they say, well, Congress is asking them, they have to answer. No, really, technically they don't, because Department of Homeland Security or DHS, as it is well known, falls directly under the president. So therefore it doesn't fall under congressional oversight.
Okay.
And that is how they're getting by with that. Now, On one of the things that I do want to say, though, Eric, with what you said, is people need to not see, you know, when you were talking about the government, it's actually a company, okay? It's like a big old Walmart running things, and we the people are the real government. Now, that's the truth. So if you're pro-unalienable rights and you're pro-Constitution, pro Bill of Rights, or anything like that, you're pro-government, because the government is truly we the people. It is not the ones that everybody has been told is the government, which are the politicians sitting up there, whom are administrators, CEOs, and different things of a corporation, as Eric was talking about. And so I just wanted to reestablish that, because a lot of people will hear what you said, and then they'll think, anti-government. You can't really be anti-government if you're pro for the people, because the people are the government. Now,
right.
I want to tell y'all something. I'm sure Eric probably already let you guys know, and but I'm going to share with you something that happened to me Thursday, and then I'm going to share the analogy that I got that came out of it. That is that good, Eric?
Give you a personal. Go ahead, Lori.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some personal insight. So I went to a friend of mine had asked me to go help check out a house that my friend was looking into. And I went and helped her look at the house. And I was showing her that, no, I really wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole because it had massive termite damage and things like that. So when I was pointing it out on the window, I did not realize over to the left-hand side was a hornet's nest. Just saying, everyone. And so when I was showing her the massive termite damage, I guess apparently I had disturbed the nest without realizing it, and a hornet stung me right in the eye. I swelled up and got the stinger out, and that is the reason I was not on here Friday, because I couldn't focus and my eye was swelled shut. It looked like somebody socked me in the eye, but I assure you no one did. I did win because, as you know, once the hornet loses its stinger, what happens? It dies. So I still won that battle. Now, with that being said, I thought about that, about what happened, and I have an analogy of that. I am an individual. I'm about 107 pounds, 4 foot 11 and a half. I'm not very tall. However, that hornet is much smaller than I am. And one hornet was able to temporarily make me lose focus in my eye, was able to temporarily make it to where I was unable to come on the show on Friday. Just one little small hornet. So I was thinking, you know, let's compare that. Me.
Speak up, Lori. Speak up nice and loud.
Me, the individual, as the corporation, and we need to be the hornets. We need just one. Poking them in the eye in the right area will make them lose focus. We'll make them pause. And with enough of them, can take down the corruption. That's my analogy from that. So just don't forget, no matter how little you are, you can make a huge difference, not only in the United States of America, but around the world. And that's the analogy I got from my hornet sting, which I now have focus in my eye, and it's still a little swollen, but not too terribly bad. And everything's all good to go now. So with that being said, I have a little bit of news to report. And then, after I report this news to you, I'm going to tell you something that might rub a couple of people the wrong way. But just hear me out, and then I'll let you respond. What do you think with
what I have to say about it? That's what we do on this broadcast. So you go for it, Lori.
Okay, so everyone knows, I'm sure, who Huma Abedin is. That's Hillary's right-hand lady, Muslim Brotherhood Sharia supporter, and definitely not any friend to the rights of women. And when I mean women's rights, I don't mean the fictitious women's rights. I mean the right to be heard when you've been raped. So, Anthony Weiner, it was reported today, gets hard time. This was reported in the New York Post, and it states, Anthony Weiner got a stiff dose of reality on Monday as judge slapped him with a nearly two-year sentence for sexting with a 15-year-old girl, a heinous crime that cost him both his marriage and his freedom. Manhattan federal judge Denise Coate rejected defense pleas to spare Weiner any time behind bars and instead ordered him to spend 21 months in a federal penitentiary, saying she needed to make an example of the high-profile pervert. Weiner, who had faced up to 10 years in prison, hung his head in shame, covered his face, and cried silently into his hands. He broke down a second time at the end of the hearing, and his lawyers tried to comfort him by patting his back. His mom, Frances, wept in the gallery, where she sat with Weiner's dad, Morton, and his brother Jason. Weiner didn't stop crying until after court officers had cleared the room. Weiner, 53, had begged the judge for probation so he could continue recovering from his longtime sex addiction and be a good father to my son, unquote. The serial sexter struggled with his emotions as soon as he started reading a prepared statement in which he described reaching a new low by getting involved online with the underage North Carolina teen. According to the feds, Weiner sent her, quote, adult pornography, unquote, and repeatedly convinced her to strip naked and fondle herself while he watched via Skype and Snapchat in February and March of 2016. Quote, Your Honor, the crime I committed was my rock bottom, but I am truly grateful that it finally began me on my recovery, unquote, Weiner said. I was a very sick man for a long time, but I am also responsible for the damage I've done. Your Honor, I have a disease, but I have no excuse. Weiner said he was profoundly sorry to the victim and obliquely referenced the previous sexting scandals that forced him from Congress in 2011 and torpedoed his 2013 comeback bid for the New York City mayor. Weiner, who wore his wedding band, also said, He had betrayed his long-suffering wife, Huma Abedin. She filed for divorce immediately after Weiner's arrest and called her an amazing mother to their five-year-old son. I will finish that after the break.
Awesome. We'll be right back. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Lori, Gary, and Chris, and everybody out there. We appreciate you joining us on the RBN Network. Please support the network if you value this broadcast. And we've got some more. I've got some comments on what Lori was just talking about as soon as we come back from this break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Nature's waiting.
Thank you for joining us, folks. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We're back after the break now here, and we're going to have, I'm going to turn it right back over to Lori, and then after the top of the hour, we're going to bring in Chance from West Virginia. We have a caller on the line, and Chance always has good things to offer to this broadcast, so we'll just hang tight there, Chance, and anybody else wants to join the conversation, it's 800-313-9443. Call in. Let us know what's on your mind and what your take is on what we're talking about. And after we get with Lori here for a couple more minutes, I want to talk after the top of the hour about the larger picture of what Wiener is, what Wiener and his overactive Wiener are part of. Lori?
Thank you, Eric. So it continues to say that Wiener stated. It continues to say that Wiener said, I have trouble talking about him without tears, referring to his 5-year-old son. Jordan has been my salvation, the one perfect thing in my life. I always told myself if I get that one thing right, all else would be forgiven. In a bizarre bid for leniency, defense lawyer Arlo Devin Brown revealed that Wiener was in contact with as many as 19 other adult women at the time that he was communicating with the underage girl. Bacot, while acknowledging that Weiner was finally receiving treatment, said he was struggling with a compulsion strong enough that despite two very public disclosures and destruction of his career on two occasions, he continued with the activity. Bacot also said it was very important that Weiner's punishment for transfer of obscene materials to a minor child should serve as a warning to anyone else considering similar illicit online activities. Because of the defendant's notoriety gained well before he engaged in his criminal activity, there is intense interest in his prosecution, in his plea, and in his sentence, and so there is opportunity to make a statement that could protect other minors, she said. General deterrence is a very significant factor in this sentence. In addition to his prison term, which could be cut to 18 months with time off for good behavior, Weiner was ordered to spend 3 years on supervised release afterwards and pay a $10,000 fine and register as a sex offender. Coat gave Weiner until November the 6th to report to prison and ordered that he forfeit an iPhone he used to communicate with the girl, who sent a letter to the judge that she ordered sealed, along with other letters from the girl's father and grandmother. Weiner's sexting with the teen didn't only finally destroy his marriage and get him locked up, but also helped rock the closing days of last year's presidential election when feds searching his laptop found emails between Abedin and longtime boss Hillary Clinton. The discovery led then by the FBI Director James Comey to reopen the probe into Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State, only to announce 2 days before Election Day that nothing new had been found. Clinton has called Comey's actions the determining factor in her unexpected defeat by President Trump. I will finish that right after the flip side, give my comments, and then Eric, you can take over with your comments. So hang with
us. Lori. We'll be right back. Yep, cool. It's Eric with Lori and Gary. We'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.